to the Life with Faith podcast, or welcome if you are new. My name is Faith, and I'll be hosting today's Scars to Your Beautiful by Elisa Carr podcast episode. And this episode is actually the second episode in the Music is My Therapy series, which I am actually super excited about, as I have really enjoyed working on this series so far, because as many of you know, or for those of you that know me well that are listening to this right now, know that I love music very much, and music is a huge part of my life, and music is definitely something that helps me a lot whenever I am struggling with life and the facts of life. So music is just something that I turn to a lot and that I need in my life, because it just helps me. But before we dive into today's episode, you guys probably already know what I'm going to say if you're not new here. I would like to quickly share a small piece of gratitude from this past week, as well as inspiring affirmation that I find helpful and inspiring. Right. So this week's gratitude is actually something that happened about 2 weeks ago now. At least I think it was 2 weeks ago, but it was actually something that happened a little while ago now. And that thing is that I, myself, got to watch the solar eclipse that happened on April 8th of 2024. And watching that, let me tell you, was very, 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 very life-changing for me. Now, I know a lot of you guys are probably like, how was this solar event life-changing? Well, let me tell you. It made me realize, it truly made me realize how we can all go through different phases and stages in our own lives. All of us human beings go through different phases and stages in our own lives. Just like the sun went through different phases and stages throughout the eclipse. And as some of you may know, that during the eclipse, the earth goes dark for a little while. Well, it's like literally still sunny out. And then it's just like, it's like it's daytime for 1 minute and then it's nighttime for 1 minute. So that kind of represents, or that kind of relates to life in a way, because we can go through like really, really dark times where we're feeling like so lonely and we're feeling so lost and we don't kind of know like what we're doing with our lives or why we're even here. And then once we go through it, the light slowly starts to show up again. It doesn't just show up like beam all again. We have to go through it and we have to find ways to get out of that darkness. And then the light will slowly start to show up again, kind of like the eclipse. So as we all know, we just have to go through something in order to get where we want to be. It doesn't happen automatically. We have to work for it sometimes. And yes, it's not always easy, but sometimes we have to, just go through something to really, get where we want to be, if that makes sense. But without further ado, I think we should dive right into today's actual episode. All right, so I actually just lied because I do still have the affirmation to do before we dive right into today's actual episode. And that affirmation is, I am truly blessed. So I honestly think that this affirmation is so relevant to my life right now, as I truly have been blessed with so much right now. And when I say blessed, I mean I have been truly so blessed with so many wonderful people who love and care for me. And I truly cannot express enough gratitude for that. Because I know that not everybody has that in their own life. And I know, like, I say this a lot on my podcast, but I just truly, like, thank God every day for that, because it's truly such a huge blessing, and it really has made a huge impact on my life, and I truly am so grateful for it, because it does make a difference in my life. But without further ado, let's dive right into today's actual episode. Everything goes right. I can feel the breeze. Okay, so for today's actual episode, I'm just going to kind of like go through each lyric in this song and just kind of talk about why this lyric is important to me and why I think it's inspiring and all that good stuff. So the first lyric is, "She just wants to be beautiful." So I honestly think that this is one of my all-time favorite lyrics, as it truly shows how everybody in the entire world just wants others to accept them and see them as a wonderful person. Because as I mentioned before in other podcast episodes, we can live in a world where people can be very cruel and can easily judge someone for what they look like. But in reality, we don't have to look a certain way to be the most attractive person. For instance, or to be attractive, we don't have to look a certain way to, like, be attractive. That makes sense. For instance, you don't need to be, like, a supermodel to be the most attractive person ever. All you need to do is strive to be your best self, as there is truly no one better. So if you're listening to this right now and you find yourself, you know, struggling with your outer appearance, don't put pressure on yourself, okay? Please don't put pressure on yourself, because your outer appearance is not everything, okay? Focus on your inner appearance more than your outer appearance. Okay, because your inner appearance is really, really what makes a difference in the world. If you are kind to other people, if you love other people, if you treat other people with love, then that is what makes an attractive person. Okay, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Sure, yes, we all want to be beautiful. We all want to look beautiful. But that's not what's the most important thing. The most important thing is what we look like on the inside. What our heart looks like. Are we treating others with kindness? Are we treating others, you know, with love? You know, what are we doing? Like, how are we treating others? All that good stuff. So don't focus just on your outer appearance. Focus on your inner appearance. Okay, so if you are listening to this right now and you are struggling with your outer appearance, just, I encourage you to really just focus more on your inner appearance rather than your outer appearance. So yeah, that is my pep talk for the day. All right, and the next lyric is, "She craves attention, she praises an image." All right, so again, I honestly think that this lyric is truly so relatable for a lot of young girls and women, and sometimes even guys as well. But I feel like it affects women the most, as women are always wanting to feel good about their outer appearance. So with that being said, women are always constantly having this image in mind where they want to look a certain way that is attractive or that can be attractive. Whereas in reality, we don't need to have a certain image in order to be attractive or to gain attention. All we need to do is just be the person that God made us to be, because God, like, he doesn't care what we look like. He only cares, you know, how we treat others and how we love others, because he doesn't love us for what we look like. He loves us for who we are. And that's what we were created to do. As Christians, we were created, or not, like, everybody was created as God's children. We were all created. But yes, as Christians, we believe that, you know, that because God created us with love, that we are called to love other people. But yes, all of us are God's children, that we are all created with love. So we are all called to love other people and treat other people with love. So God doesn't, you know, love us, you know, for who, what we look like. He loves us for who we are, because he made us all with love. So I truly, truly encourage you, if you are listening to this right now and you feel like you are struggling with self-confidence because you feel insecure about your outer appearance, I highly encourage you to not put pressure on yourself, because you do not need to look a certain way in order to be beautiful. Because you are already beautiful if you are, you know, treating others with kindness and doing so many of all those wonderful qualities. Those are beautiful things. And again, all you have to do is be yourself and ultimately just love yourself for who you are as a person and for God and for who God made you to be. So again, if you are listening to this right now and you're struggling with self-confidence and feeling insecure about your outer appearance, again, please don't. Because your outer appearances are sometimes a lie of who you are, because they don't define us. Our inner personalities define us. How we treat others, how we love God, that is what defines us. God defines us. So again, don't let your outer appearances define you. She don't see the light that's shining. All right, so again, I honestly can't tell you how much I love this lyric, as it is truly so deep and so encouraging. And what I mean by that is that it truly shows how sometimes as people we can completely forget who we are as a person, and sometimes that is caused by past relationships with friends or family or even a significant other. And when we forget who we are, we forget that there's a light inside of us. Like, there's a beautiful light inside of us, meaning that there is only one of us, because God created only one of us, and that is so, 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 so darn special. All right, and then the next lyric is, "Maybe we have made her blind, so she tried to cover up her pain." All right, so I think this lyric is honestly one of my favorite lyrics, or maybe even my favorite lyric out of all the lyrics, as it truly shows how sometimes the pain that we are experiencing in our own life, whether it's the pain of really, really bad breakup, or the pain of losing someone you love, or maybe it's simply the fact that you are struggling with someone who may have hurt you, whatever it is, sometimes we can completely cover up this pain and pretend to be happy so others won't know that we are unhappy when we are actually unhappy. So sometimes we like I have done that so many times in my own life where I have just like, where I've been sad, where I've literally been sad, and I walked into a room and I pretended to be happy when I really wasn't happy. I was just covering it all up so that people wouldn't think that I was just this one big negative unhappy person, when in reality, I was really, really sad about something. I was sad about, you know, maybe something that happened in my own life, or maybe something that bothered me. I don't know, like maybe whatever it was, I was just sad that day. And I was pretending not to be. So I was covering up my pain, which wasn't the best, but we can all do that. We can all mask up our own feelings because we don't want people to know how we're really feeling. And then sometimes people who are really smart and who really know us well, sometimes by maybe the way we're acting, can sometimes guess that something is going on. So, yeah, that is something that just really, really came up to me in this song, because it truly is something that does happen on day-to-day life, because you never know what a person is going through. Because it may look like someone is like, has the best life ever. And this is actually something that happens a lot on social media. Like, someone may post a lot of wonderful stuff and may seem like they have like all of their stuff together and they have the best life ever. And you're just like, wow, like, how do you have like this wonderful and perfect life? Like, wow, like, why can't I have a perfect life like that? But then in reality, it's like, their life is not that perfect. They do have actually struggles that are behind social media, right? And that is something that is really, really the difference between social media and reality. And I do hope to talk more about this, like in another podcast episode, because it is something that, you know, a lot of people struggle with, and I even struggle with it, because like when I'm scrolling through social media and I see like all these people and they're like posting, I don't know, like engagement photos or whatever, and it's like, how do you just like, how are you so happy? Like, how do you get it all together? And like, and I'm just like sitting here and I'm like, I just feel so sad, you know? Or maybe it's on a day where I am actually sad, or maybe it's on a day where I'm really happy, but you know, it can be on any day, but in reality, sometimes you compare yourself to other people on social media. But I know that I especially get into this trap where I compare myself to people on social media, and I know that that is so unhealthy and so bad and not good, and I really, really want to stop doing that, because I know that I shouldn't do it, because I know that not everything on social media is real. Not everything that somebody posts on social media is real. They may seem like they have the most perfect life, but they really don't. Like, sometimes I may seem like I have the most perfect life ever, but I don't. My life is far from perfect. So, again, it all comes back to that no one's life is perfect. And when it comes to social media, there's a difference between social media and reality. And there's also certain things that people on social media will post on social media and things that people won't post on social media. So never, ever, ever compare yourself to someone on social media, either because you're jealous or because you feel envy of their life, or you're comparing yourself to them in their life. So never compare yourself to someone on social media. So after that big rant, I am going to go on to the next lyric. Lyric number 5 is, "But there's hope that's waiting for you in the dark." All right, so this lyric honestly reminds me of how there is honestly so much hope in every rough situation that we go through in our own lives. For instance, you know when you're just having a really rough day and you just feel like your life is going down the drain and it literally feels so awful? Trust me, I've been there so many times. Well, through all of that, there is so much hope in all of that darkness. We just have to patiently wait for it, because trust me, there are better days on the way. We just have to wait for them. And then lyric number 6 is, "You should, you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing." All right, so this is actually one of the main lyrics of this song. And I have to admit that I do really love this lyric because it truly shows how you're truly beautiful just the way you are. And you honestly do not need to change yourself just so that someone else can like you, whether it's a romantic interest or maybe it's someone you really want to be friends with. Whatever it is, you do not need to change who you are in order to be beautiful. Right, and then our last lyric is, "The world could change its heart." All right, so I honestly think that this lyric reminds me how people could have a change of heart about us. For instance, you know when you think you don't like someone because you don't really know them, and then once you get to know them, you discover that you actually really, really like them? Well, that's kind of what this means by "the world could have a change of heart," because people can change their feelings about certain things or about certain people that have been in their lives in the past. Like, I know for me, I have had my feelings changed about certain people in the past, and it wasn't because I didn't care about them anymore or that I didn't think they were good people. It was more based on the fact that I didn't really see a need to have them in my life anymore, if that makes sense. And I know that that is a very normal thing that happens in life, that, you know, your feelings just sometimes change about people because maybe something happened with that person that you're just like, I don't want this, like, I don't feel that this person needs to be my life in my life anymore. And I just don't want them in my life anymore, or I don't need them in my life anymore. And sometimes that just happens, right? And, you know, and it's not because, as I said, it's not because you don't care or that you don't like them. It's just sometimes, you know, we just, our feelings just change. And maybe, yes, maybe it is a little bit that, you know, I feel sometimes it is a little bit that you kind of care less for them because you just stop liking them a little bit, I guess. But I mean, sometimes it's not because you don't like not like them. You just like don't like them as the same way that you used to, if that makes sense. 'Cause it's not like as black and white as that, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, that's just something that happens in life. You know, like you could be really, really close friends with somebody and then, you know, you drift apart for, you know, a year because maybe you guys like moved away from each other and, you know, maybe you guys just felt that you didn't have much in common anymore and you're just like, I really just don't feel the same connection with this person anymore. And I don't feel the same way about this person anymore. And I just don't feel like I could be friends with this person anymore. And I just don't know if I care about this person in the same way anymore. And I just don't know if I can be friends with this person anymore. And sometimes that happens. Like, I have been there before, and it's tough. It's a tough, like, emotion to process, and I do hope to talk more about it on my podcast, because it is something that's, like, it's a real place that people struggle with, and I really struggle with it, too, and it's hard, because sometimes you just don't know how to process it, so very, very hard. But with that being said, I think that is it for today's episode. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure you give this episode a good old rating and review. And as always, don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram and join the podcast Facebook group. And as always, I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye. Sleep well with my eyes closed.